Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Mem Hey. We are up to Sif Tesvav, the third to last line on page 396. The Mechaber says in Sif Tesvav, Bayish She'ein Tocho Asara. We have a house that does not have a height of 10 tfachim inside. V'keiruyo mashlimo la'asara. But the roof of the house, the covering of the house, is mashlim into 10 tfachim, which means from the outside of the house, it will measure 10. But inside, the airspace will not be 10. V'yesh bo arba al arba'a. And inside, there is certainly 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So the din is tocho karmelis. Inside, which is 4 by 4, less than 10 tfachim, gets the din of a karmelis. V'al gabo reshes hayachid. And on top of it, since it has walls below it that are 10 tfachim high, the top will be reshes hayachid. If you carve out, you dig down 4 by 4 tfachim, even in the middle of this house, far away from the walls, so what started as a karmelis inside because it was less than 10, you dug down and made it 10 in an area of 4 by 4, even though the walls are much further away, and all he did was dig a little hole to make that little hole an area of 10 tfachim high, that will make the entire inside of the house into Rosh Hashayach. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Tes. V'yesh bo arba al arba'a, haynu b'chalalo. This is in the airspace of the house. D'i ein b'chalalo arba al arba'a, because if in the airspace you don't have 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, su ein al socho shem karmelis. The inside would not get a din of a karmelis. The Shai Tzion points out, like we learned earlier, that in order for the airspace inside to get a din of a karmelis, it has to be 4 by 4 tfachim of airspace. And therefore, there must be an airspace of 4 by 4. Then it could be a karmelis. If katan samach, tocho karmelis, the inside is a karmelis. Kevan de bifnim eina mechitzos gvos asara. Again, since the inside is 4 by 4, and it does not have a height of 10 tfachim, it will have a din of a karmelis. Samech Aleph, the al-gabo Rosh Hashayachid on top will be Rosh Hashayachid, kevan shegavoa shamasara. Since on the top it is a height of 10 tfachim, that will get a din of a Rosh Hashayachid. Sivkotan samech beis, v'im chokak bo, bekarka habayis, if you dug down in the ground of the house, ba'omek, lahashlim shegova asara, to a depth that will be mashlim the height that it will now be 10 tfachim, sivkatan samach gimel afilu be'emtza rachok, even if you do it in the middle, far away from the walls. Rotzalomra means to say, afilu rachok yosem mishlosh tfachim, even if you make the hole inside the house more than 3 tfachim away from the walls, delekila meymar dehu kilavud, now you can't connect them to the walls because of the din of lavud, afilu achi, even so, sagit enough. That time the reason is, the gabe Shabbos, ikir hakpeda shehei harashusha besocha mishtameres aideh hamechitzos hamakifinosa. When it comes to Shabbos, the ikir kpeda is that the rashus that is inside should be guarded by the walls that are surrounding it. V'kevan shak solam ibachutz gvo masar tfachim. Since the walls, as we've been discussing from the outside, have a height of 10 tfachim using the covering, ubesocha guma nami yesh gova asar tfachim arakora. And inside, in that little ditch that you dug down, there is a height of 10 tfachim. So you have a 10 tfachim ditch inside. The walls that are around the house on the outside are also 10 tfachim. Nikri haguma rishus hayachid gemura. That makes the whole inside a full rishus hayachid. Ushart study hachakak. And outside of where you dug, outside that area, shesaviv haguma, that's around the hole, nikri chore rishus hayachid. Those areas will be called the holes inside of rishus hayachid, deki rishus hayachid damu kedil el b'sivdalid. And as we learned in Sivdalid, chore rishus hayachid as din rishus hayachid. So again, to summarize, you have a inside of a house that's 4 by 4. The walls inside are only 9 tfachim. They're not 10 tfachim. The walls from the outside, when you use the covering, it's 10 tfachim. So what you do is you dig inside to make it 10 tfachim deep in the hole. The hole is 4 by 4. Even though the walls are far away, but you have the 1-2 punch, you have the hole itself is 10 tfachim high. The walls from the outside are 10 tfachim, so that hole is protected by the walls. That is called the rishus hayachid. All the other areas within the walls, outside the gumla, will be the holes of rishus hayachid, which also get a din of rishus hayachid. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Umidvar of Mashma. From the words of the Mechaber, it is implied, the imlo hayu aksalim gvoim asar tfachim ibachutz. If the walls from the outside would not have a height of 10 tfachim, oz lo have rishus hayochid ela imkein aguma smucha toh shlosha tfachim lakosel. Damin and Lovud. The only reason why we say in this case, even if the hole is away from the walls more than 3 tfachim, it's okay, because you have two things. You have the hole being 10 tfachim deep, and you have the walls from the outside being 10 tfachim high. But if the walls from the outside were not 10 tfachim high, just because you dug a hole inside that's 10 tfachim deep, 4x4, that will not be good enough. If the walls are far away, we would not say loved. So even though you have a hole that's 10 tfachim deep, but you have no walls, because it doesn't connect to the walls, since the walls are more than 3 tfachim away from the hole, and the walls are not 10 tfachim on either side. V'harehi kigova asar tfachim, and therefore it is a height of 10 tfachim. So again, so he's saying from the words of the Mechaber's Mashma, if the walls outside would not have a height of 10 tfachim, then it would not be Rishus HaYochid, unless the guma is close within 3 tfachim of the wall, we would say Lavud, and through Lavud we would say it has a height of 10 tfachim. The hole plus the walls would give you 10 tfachim. Ubel Yirabim is topic was a, however, the Al-Yirab is a specific about it. He says it could be, even if the walls outside are not 10 tfachim high, as long as inside the ditch is 4x4, it's 10 tfachim high from the ditch till the ceiling, and the ceiling has walls on the outside, even though it's more than 3 tfachim, even that would be okay. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Siv Tezayin. Gag ha-boleit al-mechitzos habayis. So you have here a roof that overhangs the walls of the house, like our roofs. Our roofs all overhang the walls of the house. In such a way that when you're standing on the roof, since the roof overhangs the walls of the house, you cannot see the walls of the house. They're not recognizable from the one standing on the roof. So the din of the roof is have a karmelis. The roof will not have a din of Rishus HaYochid, because for a Rishus HaYochid you have to view the walls as if they go up. But you can't see the walls, and therefore you can't view the walls as if they go up. You just have this wide roof, and therefore there's din of a karmelis. V'afiluhu gavoa v'rochav harbi. Even if the roof is very high and is very wide, it still will be a karmelis. V'im chalom pasuach lo mirabayis. If you have some kind of skylight, some kind of window that opens from the house onto the roof, so then have a rishus hayachid. Then this same roof that before we said was a karmelis will get a din of rishus hayachid, and we'll see why soon. V'chein zizin ha-boltim in ha-kosel. So too, if you have zizin, which is just a board that is sticking out of a wall, v'yesh bohem arba al arba'a, and it has dimensions of 4x4, that also have a karmelis. I guess it did have a karmelis. Ela imkein chalon ha-bayis pasuach lahem. Unless, again, there is a window of the house that opens up to the ziz, it will be a karmelis. So roof that overhangs the house, a ziz that sticks out of a wall, even if they have the dimensions of 4x4, they both will have a din of a karmelis, unless each of them has a window opening up from the house, either to the roof or to the ziz, then they would both get a din of a rishus hayochid, and the Mishabura will explain everything. Sivkotan samach dalet, gag. Kein gag shalonu, like our roofs. Sivkotan samach hei, habolit. Hatam, the reason why they get a din of a karmelis and not rishus hayochid, the masha nasa hagag rishus hayochid. The reason why, in general, a roof would get a din of rishus hayochid, haynu mishum damrinun good asik mechitzas atatonos lamalo, is we view the walls down below as if they go up. And we say good asik, so we view the walls if they go up. So if you're standing on the roof, you're surrounded by four walls. V'nimtza habayas mukaf lamalo mearba tzadim. So it turns out that the house is now surrounded on all four sides on the roof from the four walls of the house. Vizelo shayach elahecha shamachitzos nikaros. That is only shayach of the walls are recognizable. La omer al gag. If one is standing on the roof and you can look down and you see the four walls, so then we say good asik, then it gets a din of rishus hayochid. Masha'en ken kishagag mechasa al mechitzos, which is not the case we're discussing the mechaber over here, where the roof overhangs and covers the walls. Lo shayach good asik. You can't say good asik over there. The roof blocks it from saying the walls go up. Umemela, kevan de ein lo mechitzos, since this roof has no mechitzos, ein lo rishus hayochid, it certainly can't be rishus hayochid, v'oser le taltel alov ki'in besoch arba amos k'shar karmelis. And you cannot carry on the roof more than four amos away, like any other karmelis. That's why the roof is not a rishus hayochid in this case, and it rather is a din of a karmelis. Sivkotan samach vav afil gavoa, even if the roof is very high, v'hadi isa l'kamam b'sif yurches, and that which we're going to see later on in Mishim tomorrow, in sif yurches. De ain't karmelis toface rak arasara, A karmelus, we're going to see tomorrow, is like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It only goes up to a height of 10 tefachim. Here, the roof is above 10 tefachim from the ground. So why is it still considered a karmelus? So even though we're going to see in Sefches, Ein karmelus, Tofesh, Rakar, Asara, Ulamala, Mizahavim, Malkum, Tur, and above 10 as of Dinva, Malkum, Tur, Hainu, Dafka, Echosh, Akarmelus, Maschelas, Imalkum, Anomuch, Menakarka. That's only if the karmelus starts out from a low place from the ground. Above 10 tefachim of the ground of the karmelus is no longer a karmelus. Oz Amrin, and then we say She'eno Tofes Avira Rak Arasara Tfachim. Then we say the karmelus only grabs onto the airspace above it till 10 tefachim. Avalkan, over here, the shame karmelus Allah Machma She'eno Mechisos Kesharish Yachid. But over here, we were labeling the roof itself as a karmelus because it has no walls around it, like another Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Chal Allah Shem karmelus Av She'gavo Yoser Me'asar Me'aretz. We don't care that it's 10 above the ground, because the roof is the ground floor of the karmelus. That's where the karmelus starts. So you have 10 tefachim from there. It doesn't matter that the roof is 10 tefachim above the ground. The karmelus is not on the ground. The karmelus is the roof. Miu, zep shita, this is obvious. The alaga gufa, on the roof itself, eno tofe shen karmelus alaviro, rak arasar tefachim. Just like if the karmelus starts on the ground, you have 10 tefachim from the ground. In this case, where the karmelus starts from the gag, so you only have 10 tefachim from the gag and up, you'll have the din of a karmelus. Kedin bikka, just like any case of a bikka, big open air, it's a karmelus, you only have 10 tefachim. Here also, the roof is the beginning of the karmelus, so you only have 10 tefachim from there in the airspace, that gets the din of a karmelus. Above that is a makom tur. That is sheet number one. The ayin bel yirabba shemefakfek al psak al shulchan aruch. However, looking at el yirabba who takes issue on this psak of the shulchan aruch, v'chein hagro b'beuro. So too in the bir hagro, hevi mi kamari shon in the pligi al din zeh. The gro brings various rishonim that argue on this din of the mechaber. V'savri and these rishonim hold the b'chol gavni ein shayach shem karmel samal me'asara. They say no. The rule of no karmelus above 10 goes from the ground. Even in this case where the karmelus doesn't even start till the roof, karmelus only goes up to 10 tefachim above the ground. So here your karmelus started above that, it will not get a din of a karmelus on the roof. V'chein le'inyan zizin ha'mavur l'kameh, and these Rishonim would say the same thing by the next case of the zizin. Gam kein daitam. There also their opinion is the b'chol gavni ein alam shem karmelus. The zizin will not get a shem karmelus kevan shu l'mala me'asara, since above 10 from the ground, no din karmelus. The hiskim ledina imahem. The gra doesn't only bring these rishonim, he also agrees with them. So lefi these rishonim, lefi the gra, lefi the yirabba, it's not like the mechaber. The roof would not get a din of a karmelus, the zizin would not get a din of a karmelus if they are above 10 tefachim from the ground. The mechaber holds, and it's very logical what the Mechaber holds, that no, the 10 tefachim starts from where the karmelus starts. If it starts on the ground, it's from the ground. If it starts on the roof, it's from the roof. That's the machlokas that we have over here. Sivkoton Samach Zayin. Chalon Pasuach Lo. We said, if you have a window open to this roof, which the Mechaber says is a karmelus, then it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So Chalon Pasuach Lo Lagag. If a window opens up to the roof, de'efsher lehishtamish alagag derech sham, that you're able to make use of the roof through the window from the house, lachein nechshav kol hagag kechor Rosh Hashanah Yochid. In that case, the gag is considered like the holes of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which we know gets a din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So the mechaber holds, the roof itself is a din of a karmelus. If a window opens to it, a skylight opens up to the roof that you can use the roof from the house, it becomes like a side part of the house. It becomes chor Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which gets a din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Sivkotan Samech Ches V'chein Zizin, same thing. Rotz Lomar, I need to say, Af Shehem Gevoim L'malo Me'asara. Even if the Zizin are above 10 tefachim from the ground, Kevan She'ein Aleihem Mechitzos Sevivam, since they do not have walls around them, Din Karmelus Aleihem. According to the Mechaber, they get it in Karmelus, Va'osir L'Aniach Mereshus HaRabim V'chein Mereshus HaYochid Aleihem. You cannot place anything on the Ziz, not from Mereshus HaRabim, and not from Mereshus HaYochid. The only exception is if there's a window that opens up right to that ledge, to that Ziz, so then it would also be Chorish Sayochid, Zakta Mishabura Samaktes, to Oz Nechshavim Azizin Kechorish Sayochid. The same way a skylight opening to the roof that's usable, the roof becomes a Rosh Sayochid. If there's a window opening up to the Ziz, and you could use the window to the Ziz, that also will make the Ziz from a Karmelus into a Rosh Sayochid. One more Sif, says the Mechaber Sif Yod Zayim. Chore Karmelus Einam Kekarmelus. So we've been discussing here many times already, the Chori Rosh Hashanah Yochid have a din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. We said Choresh the Rabbim, you have to down it up by itself. Shehil Machaber tells us Chorei Karmelis are not like a Karmelis. Elahim Nidonim Lefigovim V'Rochban. Rather, the hole that's on the side of a Karmelis, you have to evaluate it on its own based on its height and its width to determine the status of that hole. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin, Chorei Karmelis. Hainu Chorim Sheklape Karmelis. This is a hole in a wall that is facing the side of a Karmelis. Kigon Bayis Hasomach Labika, like a house that is adjacent to a big open area. The big open area is a Karmelis. V'yesh Bekasla Chorin Hapsucha Labika, and the wall has a hole in it that's open to the side of the Bika only. Umayri She'enam Over Me'ever La'ever. We're talking about that the hole does not go all the way through the wall from the side of the Bika into the house. That's not what's going on over here. The Ilav Hachi, because if not so, if that's what it was, the hole went all the way through. Have Chorin Rishis Hayachid. Then, as we learned earlier, if there's a hole that goes from Rishis Hayachid to Rishis Rabbim, all the way through, we learned it has a din of Rishis Hayachid. So there's a hole going from Rishis Hayachid to a Karmelis that will also get a din of Rishis Hayachid. So if you want to say that a hole klapi or a Karmelis will have a different idea, a different halacha, it has to be the hole is only facing the Karmelis. It does not go all the way through. If it goes all the way through to the bias, it will be Chor Rishis Hayachid, which is Rishis Hayachid, Uketel El, Besif, Katan, Tes, Ayin, Shavim, Mishabura. So in this case, where you only have a hole on the side of the Karmelis, we judge that hole based on its height and its dimensions. Ayin Aleph, Hainu. De'im Rochavim Arba al Arba, the same thing we've discussed many times. If the length by width is 4 by 4, the Govan Mishlosha Tfachim Ve'arasara, and the height is from 3 Tfachim till 10, have a Karmelis. Then it will get a din of a Karmelis. V'im Lo, and if it's not 4 by 4 Tfachim, have a Mokum Tur. Less than 4 by 4 Tfachim, then it will be a Mokum Tur. V'afilu Hen Gvoim in Aras L'mala Me'asara. Even if it's more than 10 Tfachim high, if it's not 4 by 4, it's a Mokum Tur. V'chol Zek is a Govan Shlosha, but it will only have this din if it is at least 3 Tfachim high. Avo B'pachos Mishlosha. But if it's less than 3 Tfachim off the ground, Av She'ein Bo Arba L'Arbot. Even if it doesn't have 4 by 4, yesh lohem din karmelis. Then it would have a din of karmelis, the chashuvim kekarka samuch lehem. Just like in Rishis Rabbim, any area that's less than 3 tefachim is bottled to the ground of Rishis Rabbim. Here also, if there's a hole less than 3 tefachim on the ground of the karmelis, that will be bottled to the karmelis, we'll get a din of a karmelis. Ukad le'el besifir gimel lagabe chore Rishis Rabbim. Just like we said earlier, lagabe the holes of Rishis Rabbim. We'll stop here and continue with sifir ches and mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.